When you hear green building, you might think of a fancy new house with solar panels. But most homes are not new, so reducing the amount of energy communities use means doing something about old houses. Max Strickland owns a business in Michigan that certifies green homes, and he says more than half the houses in the U.S. were built before 1970.
We had very little energy code requirements previous to that. So those homes are tremendously inefficient. So we have huge opportunities to make a difference by trying to upgrade those existing homes.
But upgrades cost money that many homeowners don't always have. And a lot of people saw whatever equity they had in their house disappear during the past couple of years. Now, the state of Michigan is trying to help people find the money to make their homes more energy efficient. The program is called Michigan Saves. The state launched a pilot project in a rural area this month. The pilot is a collaboration of a local credit union, an electric cooperative, and a building supply company. Borrowers will have their new payment tacked onto their monthly utility bill. Trevor Williams is with Brown Lumber, the building company involved in the pilot. Williams says it's likely most of the improvements will be in heating costs. He says to begin with, homeowners will be encouraged to have an energy audit.
In the audit, it would say things that would need to be done, the top three things that are recommended: furnace replacement, ceiling ducts, weather stripping or weatherizing the house. Those are going to be probably the three most common items.
But homeowners can also borrow money for new energy-efficient appliances, like refrigerators and hot water heaters. Sometimes loans like this are promoted as immediately paying for themselves. That is, it's suggested the money you save on your utility bills will fully cover your new payment. That's not necessarily the case. Mark McKellar is with Members Credit Union, which is financing the project. He says after a few years, people will be able to break even on the costs. Government tax incentives and other rebates will help make that happen. But McKellar says people shouldn't expect to take out a loan, retrofit their house, and not have to pay more each month.
The only way it could be is if a government was to give 0% loans out and that they receive tremendous rebates from the utilities and a tremendous government credit.
McKellar says Michigan Saves is still a good deal. The interest rate will be a little bit better because the state is backing the loans. And tight credit means not many banks are loaning people money to make their houses energy efficient, and not many people are putting money into homes that have lost value because of the housing market bust. Mark McKellar says that's one of the reasons they need to run a pilot project.
This is basically a study that's being commissioned as well. So they're trying to determine through this study, how do you get a consumer to actually do this, and what are the benefits?
The directors of Michigan Saves plan to roll out a statewide residential program later this year. So far, no banks have agreed to participate, but there are other credit unions interested in the concept. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.